Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Holzer dictating an endoscopy report on Cynthia Luchesi, date of birth 11-18-1968, date of procedure May 28, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgenia Holzer, GO, referring physicians, Dr. Barbara Santana Sanchez. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is dysphagia, comma, abdominal pain, comma, heartburn, comma, bloating. Description of procedure informed symptoms of pain period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions such as malignancy. Oral experience of the patient's breath and nasty sweet, placed in the lateral position, sedation for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care. Well lubricated lumps, video gas scope was introduced into the esophagus, advanced in direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination is made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum stomach, G-junction, esophagus, or retroflex is obtained of the cardia. Air was sectioned from the stomach before withdrawal of scope. The patient saw the procedure well without any complications. Finding the proximal mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. Comma biopsies are obtained in the proximal mid-esophagus for further evaluation of dysphagia. Next line. The Z line was irregular at 34 centimeters from the bite block with evidence of LA grade D ulcerative esophagitis. Comma biopsies were obtained for further evaluation and histology. Next line. There was a 3-4 centimeter sliding hiatal hernia where a wrap was noted just distal to the hiatal hernia with evidence of a slipped or misplaced wrap noted. Next line, there was a moderate patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained in the antrum and body for histology separately and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, there were 4 gastric body polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was duodenal bulb erythema nodularity. This was biopsied separately for histology and further evaluation. Next line. Otherwise, unremarkable duodenum to Z2 portion with golden yellow bowel throughout. Some biopsies are obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line. Plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line. Avoid NSAIDs. Next line. Recommend trial of alternative PPI BID. Patient is currently on pantoprazole. We'll switch to omeprazole 40 milligrams BID to be taken 30 minutes before breakfast and 30 minutes before dinner, as well as care of fate. Next line, anti-reflux precautions were explained. Next line, recommend repeat EGD in 3 months for reevaluation of LA grade D ulcerative esophagitis. Next line, will await findings of the barium esophagram, comma, will likely need revision of the prior Nissen fund duplication that is slipped. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.